You're listening to Higher Ed Social, episode number 30. I'm Jackie.
And I'm Logan. And we're back. It was a fun little break for my birthday and a little vacation, but I suppose it's time to get back to podcasting again. This week, we welcome the host of the Professional Reputations Aside podcast, Matt Bloomingdale, the Assistant Director of Residence Life at Georgia Tech, and Valerie Haruska, the Assistant Director of Residence Life for Academic Initiatives and Services at Indiana University Bloomington. This was by far the most random podcast we have ever recorded. And I don't say that lightly. We have two sets of podcast hosts on one podcast, and we're not 100% sure who was in charge, but lots and lots of things happened.
Yes, they did. And I will say this is probably the least higher ed related podcast we've ever done. Even though there were four of us.
But it was hilarious.
It was. It was a good show. We talked about pretty much the entire United States because we're all over the place, especially Valerie. She's done a lot of traveling in her positions. We talked about the New England area, especially with food, one of my favorite topics. Talked about chowder, as they pronounce it, over in Boston. And we did talk a little bit about higher ed, with some weird laws that maybe affect some of our students. And then we also talked about how our podcasts are created and a little behind the scenes look. So we hope you appreciate this random episode, number 30 of the Higher Ed Social Podcast. Why are you in a closet?
Okay, two things. One, I'm Matt Bloomingdale 4 on Skype because I never remember my password, so I just create new accounts.
This is the third password you've forgotten.
It is. Well, I do the reset, and I must have signed up with some bogus email I don't use anymore. And then my house has really tall ceilings, so everything echoes. I'm in a closet.
It's like you've done this before, this podcasting business.
Well, Val likes to make fun of me. And then she likes to point out all of Carly's clothes she wants.
She has a really pretty green and white dress that I don't see right now, so I'm really concerned that it no longer exists in her wardrobe.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really cute.
You stole it?
Yeah, I don't know where it is, Val. I'll ask Carly about it.
Yeah, I think it just means that Val stole it.
It's so true.
She didn't come visit me, but she's... Snuck into my closet.
Just the closet. I mean, she knows what it looks like, so
it's real cute.
It's easy. It's super easy. I think what's more funny about you being in a closet is you being in a closet recording a podcast while drinking. I think that's the
Yeah,
that's pretty much. I can honestly say I've never drank in a closet before.
Well, you should try it.
I hear it's the thing to do these days.
It's all the cool kids are doing it. Well, welcome. Thank you for doing this. All of our inability to communicate and schedule has paid off. Yay. I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is like you guys are pros at this though. So this is like
or 29.
29.
Still, that's a lot.
Well, what number are you up to?
Well, it's easier for us, truthfully, because we have a guest every week, so we talk about different stuff. Like, I admire you guys because you're like, all right, we're going to ramble again, the two of us. Like, Logan and I could not do that.
I could seriously only handle one episode with Jackie, and it would only last like 24 minutes.
Okay. So we're like, well, that was fun. Like, let's never do that again. No, we've done it twice. We did the Apple Watch review.
Yeah, we did the Apple Watch review.
I noticed this Apple Watch you're wearing. I'm real jealous.
Oh,
oh, you
both.
Oh. Yep, all the losers got them. This girl. No, it's an interesting piece of technology. Well done.
Is it changing your life?
Definitely not, but I didn't expect it to. I just wanted, because
I had a Pebble before, so it didn't change it that much. I changed it in better ways, in that it works all the time.
Helpful.
Fair enough.
If you're a fitness person, it's really nice for fitness. That's really, in my opinion. And I use it for that. So,
I also use mine to impress people. And it works for that.
Oh, so funny. I was actually with Logan when the Apple Watches came in. And Logan was like walking around the mall pretty much just like this, like the whole time. What like, up? Oh, there's this, I don't know what's happening here. There's this thing.
Oh, and look, I got a notification, everybody. It tapped my finger.
I'm going to make a call in public. Yeah, Logan.
Dog. I'm also dog sitting. Briscoe.
His dog? Oh, never mind.
I can't hear it, Val.
That noise didn't sound like it did it some Briscoe. What'd you do?
Do you need to go check on it?
No. He got his ball. Here you go. Have a cookie.
You're the second podcast guest to be house sitting with a dog. The first time we did this, it didn't go very well. So
we had to use elevator music a lot.
Yeah. She was like, all right, I'm going to take this dog outside. And found elevator music. It was pretty
cool. Briscoe's pretty good. I just wanted to know where he went.
Buddy.
Yeah, so
is he named after the TV show?
Briscoe is named after a residence hall on IU's campus.
Oh.
Where his dad works.
I was going to say The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr., even but
cooler.
Not as cool.
That's kind of funny, though. I don't think I would ever want to name my animal after a residence hall. But.
Well.
As I wear my. I'm just thinking my Jones Hall from college sweatshirt. When I was an RA.
That's a baller.
Yeah. I got a crest.
Whoa.
Yeah, right?
The dinosaur.
Yeah, it's the oldest building on campus.
Wow.
Hence dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. Yep, welcome to Jones. Asbestos for the rest of us. They closed it down my senior year. My senior year was the last year it was open because they said the asbestos was too bad. Then they accidentally over-enrolled or over-admitted. And then they had to reopen it. And it's like, well, that sounds safe. Welcome, first-year students. Welcome
to this wonderful residence hall.
There's the dog.
Aww. Oh, hi.
That's Briscoe.
That's a cute dog, Val. You should steal it.
They'll never know.
Since I had to move back onto campus, I can't have a pet. Oh, sorry. Gosh.
I'm so sorry that you're on campus.
Hi. Is it free? Val?
Nope.
Oh, even worse. I'm so, so sorry. That's terrible. Okay.
We'll carry on. We'll just carry on.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Are we actually recording now?
Probably. Logan does that a lot.
Because, you know, it doesn't matter.
I can tell. I can tell by the look on his face that we already started recording.
Well, it got interesting at the beginning. I mean, it was... Usually we have to go into a little spiel about how this is a podcast and it's a conversation. And is there anything you... in particular want to talk about during the show, but instead you guys just decided to go, so I was just like, okay, I'll just hit go.
Welcome to the show.
So technically we're a few minutes in now.
Oh, great.
Which is always exciting. Always another mystery on the Higher Ed Social Podcast.
You all are real brave because you do this over Skype, right?
Yes.
You record. But I make Val record her end, and then I record my end.
And you mash them together?
Yeah, so we can, like, edit the stupid things out we say, but there's really none of that. You're just...
No, I edit out the stupid things we say.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Now, if we talk over ourselves and it's stupid, then I just cut out the whole section, but, you know.
Yes.
We usually talk for a little while, and, you know, I cut out all the big spaces, and... Plus, when I record this guy, it records the video, too, so... That's the other thing.
Are you serious?
In case we ever need it again.
Agree.
Wait, hold on. You're not recording our video right now, though, are you? So you get this whole closet view.
But
well, no,
really, it's
actually
a...
in the middle of screenshotting so that our viewers can actually see it.
Perfect. It's actually It's actually like a four-panel box that it records. Okay. It's not like, you know, Google, you know. Like the other more reputable podcasts out there, like Higher Ed Live, where, you know, you have just the person talking showing up and then everybody else a little thing. No, it shows everybody. We're like Fox News. We're like, there's like all
of us
here.
We're around the horn, basically, at this point, because there's so many of us.
Reputable. That's a real interesting way to describe that.
You know, speaking of Fox News, I once met Ann Coulter.
What?
Really?
I really like that topic.
Did she yell at you?
Tell the story.
So I was working at GW. I went there for my grad school, and I was what they call a house mentor. So I was a graduate student hall director, essentially. And I had a bunch of members of the GW Young Republicans living in my building, and they invited me to go to a lecture starring one Ann Coulter, and I was like, oh, whatever. You know what? I'll be there to support my students, you know, no matter the political party they affiliate with. So I go, and I'm sitting in the back, and one of my residents comes up to me, and they're like, would you like to meet Ann? I was like,
yes.
Whatever.
Sure.
So
It'll
I met her.
Make a good story later.
So I met her. She shook my hand. I stood next to her. We have a picture together.
Nice.
If I could find that picture, I will happily share it with everyone. She is pretty much the size of my pinky. I mean,
that's unsurprising to me that you say that.
Yeah. So I mean, she was great.
Did you guys like pal around, grab some coffee?
We didn't. Scared. We didn't. She was very busy. She was. She's Ann very Coulter. Busy. She's Ann Coulter.
Yeah. Doing her thing.
So I did that random change in stuff because we had to find a pausing point because I'm not going to say we're halfway through the podcast, but we're a good chunk in, and you guys haven't said who you are yet.
Oh, right. Oh, Val.
We don't need to say who we are, Matt.
They're so famous.
That was such a big deal that everybody knows. So I'll introduce myself, but Val needs no introduction.
Works for us.
Oh, Matt, go ahead.
My name is Matt Bloomingdale. I work in residence life. I'm an assistant director. I've taken up photography lately. I'm enjoying that. Uh-huh. I've decided that that's going to dominate my Twitter from now on because
yes,
when it doesn't, I usually tweet things.
Your London pictures were pretty good.
See, you're the best.
In London?
I did recently.
When?
All thanks to my beautiful partner. Who racked up so many miles flying for the last year that we did it pretty much.
Well done.
So yeah, so that's me. And then my lovely, beautiful co-host for our small Aww. Little podcast.
Aww. How nice.
I'm Valerie Horeska. I work in residential life at Indiana University Bloomington. I work with all of our living and learning centers on campus. And when I can afford to, I like to go visit my wonderful friends in the great city of Boston. I just went there 2 weeks ago, and it was really, really such a good time. It's great. I used to work there, so I lived there for a few years, and it was great going back.
That's a city I have never been to. I just moved to Albany, New York, and I've been dying to go. And that was the big selling point that people tried to give me when I said I was moving here. They're like, but you're so close to all these other things. I'm like, that just means that Albany is miserable. If like the big selling point is that it's close to Boston. Like,
yeah.
And it's 3 hours away. So it's not even really that close. Like Boston, New York City, the Adirondacks.
You go to Boston for the nightlife and you stay for the beans.
Is that what they say?
Is that a normal phrase? Based on Valerie's,
I've never eaten beans in Boston. Chowder.
Yeah, I was gonna say chowder.
Actually, chowder is a Cape Cod kind of thing.
But it's all of like not all of New England, but pretty much anything on the coast in New England.
So where's the lobster line then? Where does it go from chowder to lobster?
It's all the same. It's not.
Oh, one's a crustacean and one's a mollusk.
No, it's all everyone. It's just an equal opportunity thing, Logan. I know that you guys on like the inner, like inside of the United States, that doesn't sit on a coast, doesn't understand how great seafood is, and I can use it in pretty much anything. But it's a very like equal opportunity food thing.
I grew up in New Jersey. The shore is our life.
Is the shore a real thing?
Absolutely.
There was a whole TV show about it, Logan. Got to be real
because anything on television's real.
I have gone to the shore pretty much every summer since I was a tiny tot, and I spent my post senior prom at the shore, which hot mess. But it was so much
describe
fun.
Describe New Jersey in a nutshell.
I think that
listen.
Do we get that story?
New Jersey. Do best things: Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen, and now our. Our favorite soccer phenom, Carly.
Ray Jepsen.
Lloyd.
Yes.
Carly Lloyd. Thank you, Matt.
Terrible.
Hey, listen, I knew her first name.
I got one out of this.
Got one.
Yes, go Team USA. Well, we had awesome. Abby Wambach in Rochester, New York.
So. There you go. I've been to Rochester.
Okay. I was living there for a while.
Did you have a garbage plate?
That's a thing in Rochester.
Nope. Dinosaur barbecue, though. Is that a thing?
A garbage plate is one of those things that sounds all right when you're sober, but when you're drunk, it sounds like a great idea. It is, now my Rochester friends are going to like punch me through the internet when I get this wrong because I wasn't in Rochester that long. It's essentially a bed of some sort of potato. So it's either like a hash brown or a tater tot or a French fry with like beans or something else on top and then also a meat on top. And it's all, they call it a garbage plate because it's all layered in one thing. And so normally people do it with like hot dogs or hamburgers and then French fries or tater tots or coleslaw and beans. It's just a lot of stuff in one big plate.
It's like a KFC bowl, except
kind of, but not
with grosser stuff in it.
It's not gross. There's actually like some decent ones, but it's so much food that like only your drunk self is going
to
want
it. I'm from the South and I had one and it was the greasiest thing I've ever had.
Well, you gotta go to the right place. Like, everyone in Rochester is gonna say, like, oh, we'll serve a garbage plate, but they might not even be places that make that kind of stuff.
Mm.
It's like going to Pizza Hut expecting to get a really good spaghetti dinner. Like, that's not gonna happen. Like,
they sell spaghetti?
They do sometimes on their, like, bar, their pizza bar thing.
If you go to a bar in New Jersey and ask for a Jersey Turnpike shot,
what's that?
It's everything.
Oh, so in the mat?
Yes, it's everything in the mat that they put into a shot glass.
Conversation, and I didn't think it was real. And someone asked me to do what they called it something different. I can't
cement mixer.
Maybe that's what it was. I don't remember. They asked me to do this shot with them, and I was like, "No, I'm not doing whatever that is." And then I watched them do it, and I was like, "Glad I said no because that's disgusting."
Typically, when someone does a shot, I'm usually glad I say no. Typically.
Jersey Shore.
So all of you are from up the north, huh?
Yeah.
No, I'm from Nebraska, so don't
run. You're from the Midwest.
Yeah, don't run me into those.
Just being Val. Hanging out. Well, you're not even here.
You're all Yankees to me.
That's fine. I wear it with pride.
I have my accent, apparently, and my, you know, northerner pride and our cold weather, and that's it.
So I'm down here in Georgia, and everybody tells me I have an accent. But I don't.
We're in Georgia.
Not hearing it.
Atlanta. I work at the great Georgia Institute of Technology.
Oh. Git. Yeah, I'm kidding. Git. I'm kidding.
Nobody calls it that.
I know. They call it Georgia Tech.
But I'm going to start.
Yeah. Just start a revolution. That'll absolutely be cool.
I used to live near Atlanta. I lived in Calhoun for a while.
Yeah.
Not too far.
Oh, Atlanta.
I lived in Columbia, South Carolina.
That's a place.
That's a place.
You have mentioned all these past places that you've worked, like you're all over the place. This is cool. What made you move around so much? Just finding new stuff? Are you one of those like wanderlust people?
Yeah, you know, the South Carolina one was interesting because I was like, oh, I just want to work for an SEC school. So I said, why not?
All right.
Well,
set the bar and just achieve.
Here's
once again is the SEC rearing its ugly head on this podcast.
About this, like so many.
Jackie times. Doesn't understand what it means to be an SEC school.
Well, now I do. I've learned.
Well, and the interesting part was my first building that I had was called East Quad, where all the football players. Okay, not all of them, because that's NCAA regulation. So. Scratch that off because we know it's not true. Not all of them live there. So part of the football team, part of the men's basketball team, part of the women's soccer team, and a few other miscellaneous sports lived in East Quad. So I got the list of contact information. So of course, you know, the old ball coach, his contact information is on there. His director of football operations is on there. His son's on there. So all these people, I'm just like, okay, what did I get myself into?
Yeah.
It was fun.
And that was your first job?
That was my first job.
Wow. Well, you survived it.
I sure did. and then I moved to Boston. Boston was a lateral move. Mm. I just wanted a different experience in an urban area, because why not? And I've never lived in Boston before, and it was a truly great experience. And everything you think you know about residence life, you should go work in a major city, and then you learn like a whole new set of like,
yeah, I can imagine. Asked you how that was.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was only, I went to a very, not very, but a small, basically rural school. So we didn't really have to deal with city stuff at all.
Yeah.
In residence life.
I'm interested to see like what the difference is between say a Boston and a Nashville, because we're in the city too.
Yeah.
But we're a little ways from the city, but I mean, not ways from the city. You actually can see the skyline like right out the door, but
well, you're like in the city,
but it's, we're in midtown, in the midtown section of town. So we're not downtown, but we're midtown. So mm-hmm. we're in the area. You can walk to downtown if you want to. It's a really long walk, but you can walk to it.
But cool. So actually the great thing about living in the Midwest is because Matt's partner has family in Indiana.
Yes.
That's nice.
So I actually got to meet Matt last November.
That was another question that I had like on my list in my head of like things that I should probably ask is how did the podcast come about / how did you two meet if you're at such
different... How about before we get to how did you meet for your podcast, how about you tell us a little bit about your podcast?
Yeah. What's your podcast called?
It's a mess.
Matt's just going to continue drinking in the closet.
That's all I'm going to do.
Our podcast is just something different. We talk about student affairs. We talk about higher ed. But we also talk about a lot of things. I think
What's
one
it
time.
Called? What's it called?
Oh, sorry. It is called Professional Reputations Aside.
You know, when we're on a big podcast like this, we have to promote our...
We're not a big podcast, guys.
We're a little podcast. That flies under the radar.
So Val and I would go back and forth on Twitter a lot, and I think that's where we first connected.
That's where I met Jackie.
But probably much like you all, like I wanted to listen to podcasts about like higher ed that was good. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Like podcasts that I enjoy listening to, but there wasn't one about the stuff that we do. At least at the time, and Val and I just had this good rapport on Twitter, so we just started FaceTiming back and forth. And Val's got like an amazing voice; it's kind of underrated, but she's got like a great like radio voice. And so we just recorded an episode, and it was great. And so we just, that's kind of how it came about.
So Matt, you're a lot like me. I mean, Jackie has the great voice, and I say a lot.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
we got to do the editing, so we got to make ourselves sound really good.
And Val and I are just the personality, apparently.
Exactly.
So this is going to be a killer show. I can't wait. We have so much personality and so many us. Thanks, guys.
But I think the name came about because we just wanted to kind of set expectations a little bit. Like we wanted to talk about things that perhaps other people were hesitant to say, but wanted to kind of do it in like a kitschy, fun way. And so that's kind of where the name came about. And so, but it's been great. It's honestly, I don't say this type of stuff to Val, but it's been one of the most favorite things I've done that's ever been kind of like semi-work related. So it's great. I enjoy it a lot.
Jackie's okay.
Thanks, Logan. You just lost some points with my mom. She heard that.
I know.
Did you tell your like coworkers or employers about your podcast?
Oh, no, Val does. I
only because people get really excited, and then my coworker was like, she told everybody. She's like, "Do you know Val has a podcast?" And it's like, "Eh, whatever. They're gonna listen to it. They're gonna love it or hate it." Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think we pushed the line too far. I think we have kind of inside jokes that people who know us know the inside joke, and you know, it's fine, it's fun. But I don't think we've ever really crossed the line, have we, Matt?
No, I think it's perhaps true for you all as well, but I think people would be surprised how much we actually edit the show. So we'll record for like 2 hours and you'll get like a 45 minute podcast just because we do say things where we're like it's Is that too much? Is that too close to the line? Are people going to be offended by that? And so we are pretty cautious. Despite the name, we are pretty cautious about how we're perceived in what we say. So.
Yeah, and I think, gosh, the biggest there were two biggest disappointments of our podcast. One was the one where we recorded when I was up in Indy and I forgot my headphones, and so it was a great episode, but unfortunately didn't make the podcast. And then our one with Mallory, that was such a good one.
Which Mallory?
Mallory Bauer.
Ah.
And she's
great. You should have her. She's amazing.
She's fantastic. And we recorded. It was around Thanksgiving because I remember my Thanksgiving cocktail. It was a cranberry spritzer.
I remember when we recorded based on what I was drinking.
Well yeah. done. That's how Val remembers.
Well yeah. done.
So we've had one episode that you can't understand a thing anyone's saying. But I posted it anyway because I said we were going to post it. So I was just like, eh. And if those of you who've listened to the podcast, you know which one it is. It's that Higher Ed Web New York one. Yeah. Jackie went and spoke at a conference and they went to a pancake place, and obviously you don't have internet there. So we had to do it over the phone. You know, there's all kinds of noise in the background, which is really just people eating pancakes. And everybody's trying to talk at the same time. And there's a lot of great pictures of Jackie with her iPhone going, okay, talk.
It was like interviewing people.
Like that. Like it's some kind of DAT recorder. But
it was a great attempt.
My voice was very clear.
It was the first time Logan's voice was ever clear on the show. That's
pretty much it. Yeah, I don't know how many podcasts we've recorded that we actually haven't put out, but it's been a couple or a few for various reasons. But.
Yeah, I was gonna say there are those two for sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think it's a little easier in your guys' cases to not, because you don't have someone necessarily.
That's true. Yeah,
like, that is expecting you to do it.
Yeah, to post it.
Yes,
I mean you have guests, but I mean, have you had any guest shows that you didn't post?
The one with Mallory.
Oh, okay. The audio so never mind.
I see you say that, but I think what you do is harder than what we do. Like Val and I just hit record and then we just BS until there's a podcast.
That's pretty much what we do.
We do the same thing. We do the same thing, but I just have to find strangers on the internet that want to do it with us. So
we do ask you questions, but only because we're generally curious.
Yeah.
That's fine. I don't mind answering the questions.
I don't prep anything. No prep. I will say, admittedly, and Logan likes to make fun of me for this, but our first episode, I was like kind of freaking out because we had a guest and like I was like, should I have notes? Should I like have questions in case there's like dead air? Like all these things. Yeah, Logan made
fun. It was Todd Sanders and you.
Oh, I've met Todd Sanders.
He's a wonderful human.
He's delightful.
He's a wonderful human. And so
there were a few quiet moments, like when Jackie's demonic heating and air conditioning turned on, and that was.
It's a good episode. You should listen to it.
Yeah. Who's been your favorite interview?
I don't know
if we can pick.
I won't put you on the spot. Like
we had some good ones. I mean, Todd was a lot of fun.
Well, he was the first. We want to bring him back.
Yeah, he was our first.
Because we didn't know what the hell we were doing at that point.
Actually, I really liked, we chatted with Sue Caulfield and Kelly Nasiroff.
That was touching.
Did you read the book?
No, I haven't yet. I haven't gotten the book yet, I will say. I don't have the book. But no, we did an awesome, awesome conversation with them about the Essay Commit series. And that was a really, really cool one. Sometimes we actually do some really good higher ed focused podcasts. Sometimes we just talk about like everything aside from higher education. Most often it's fitness and running. But
or food or weather.
Or food. I want to do a sub podcast called Higher Ed Eats, where we talk about basically people in higher ed that like food, mostly probably about dining stuff, mostly because we had Mark Ambinder, who works for Cornell Dining, on the show. So, of course, he's like talking about the fancy food at Cornell. But I want to do a sub podcast about Higher Ed Eats.
You should do it. I'll listen.
I can't record. That's the thing. The reason why I asked Logan if he wanted to podcast with me is because literally I have no technical skill and I needed someone. And I knew Logan could do it.
She's using me.
I mean, you'd be surprised the number of people who put out podcasts with no technical skills.
That is a good point. That is a very good point. So,
but I had a web server, and you know,
that's true.
I knew how to work. I knew how to work the WordPress.
Yes. So I just,
that's all that matters.
I just tweet at people.
On an aside, my wife just brought a really big box down, and now I have cats jumping in and out of it.
Fun fact, Logan has 6 cats.
That sounds like he has more.
No, just 6.
I thought she was bringing down more.
Oh, surprise! I found these cats.
I found more cats.
It's okay. It's not my fault, okay? I didn't mean for there to be 6 cats. It just happened, okay? Sorry. Stuff happens.
I'm sorry. It's a sensitive topic.
I think 1 or 2 cats happen. I don't know that 6 cats just happen.
That long.
Hmm.
Yes. Okay, we got serious again.
So Logan...
And Valerie's like, why are we talking about this?
Logan can't say no to a cat.
That's okay. You're a dog person. Right? I don't know. You're dog sitting.
Do you have a dog, Matt?
Oh, yeah. I'm a dog person. Yeah, I have a dog. His name's Dillard. He's a dachshund. He's cute.
With little stubby legs.
Yeah, my wife thought it'd be cute to name our dog and future dogs after department stores.
Are you going to get one name? Is the next one Macy?
Actually, so if it's a girl, it's Macy. If it's a boy, I've said Roebuck because I think that's a good dog name.
Don't.
So that's very where we're at right
very now Sears. With that.
I don't know what a Roebuck is.
Sears and Roebuck.
Sears and Roebuck.
Sears, Roebuck and Company?
It's kind of old school. Yeah, yeah. So people won't get it, but it's okay.
Back when it was a catalog, it was a thing.
It's good that it's subtle.
Right, exactly.
Is it really that subtle?
Be too over the top. So you don't want to be like, this is our dog, JCPenney.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like,
this is our dog, Belk.
Yeah.
So why would you name a dog?
And that dog's name is Coles?
Yeah, this is Coles.
That dog's Target. So, you know... That's a smart one.
So eventually, once you get to 5, is it going to end up being like Walton?
No, we're not getting 5. No,
are you going to name one Walmart?
One at a time.
Walton. You wouldn't name it Walmart. You'd name it Walton.
No, I would name it Walmart.
I mean, these are great suggestions. I just need all of you to recognize that I have no influence in the naming of the animals of said dog. So you send email to carly.bloomingdale@hotmail. I don't know what she has anymore.
Hotmail.
So. I can't really make fun of you. I named animals after like alcohol when I was in college. I named my fish.
This is Jim Beam. No, I'm sorry. I had the best fish names with my sweet mates in college. We had Lutefish and Fishy Elliot that lived together.
Were they betas?
No, they weren't betas. They were just goldfish.
Gotcha. I have a beta named Gilbert.
Those are great names.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
You can name your dog Lutefish if you want.
I might do that. I'll just start calling him that.
Luda. Well, my cat, I did not originally name her. Her name is Casey, and when I got her, I thought her name was like C-A-S-E-Y or K-S-E-Y. Her name is actually the letter K and the letter C, which stands for kitty cat.
Oh.
So my...
Okay. You can't win them all, Jeff.
Did not name her. But now I just call her cat.
Val, do you have... Val currently doesn't have pets, but have you ever had besides the one you're house sitting, have you ever had a dog or a cat?
I've had dogs, I've had cats, and I've had turtles and hamsters.
Are you serious?
What was your favorite? Yeah. What was your favorite?
Punt the turtle.
What kind of turtle?
He's an Eastern box turtle.
Okay.
Oh. I actually picked him up in Dallas, Texas when I worked there for my Kuo-I internship at Southern Methodist University, because in New Jersey you can't buy turtles. They're illegal.
They're illegal in Tennessee as well.
Mm-hmm. So I picked it up in Dallas, Texas and drove it back to Washington, D.C. because I was still in grad school.
Just so you know, they carry a particularly nasty strain of salmonella.
Right.
Yep.
I do know that. As a past turtle owner. But so when you say illegal, is it just illegal to buy or to like, could you bring your...
It's illegal to own them in Tennessee.
Wow.
It's illegal to buy them and probably own them in New Jersey, but I said I don't care.
Nice. Okay. What are you going to do?
Breaking the law.
Yeah.
Breaking the law.
I've had to break it to some students on a Facebook group before that turtles are illegal in Tennessee. Sorry. You can't bring your turtle.
That's interesting. Is it for the sake of this, for the sake of salmonella?
Probably.
That's so curious that, like, Tennessee and New Jersey think, like, we can't control the salmonella even though our neighboring states can.
I mean, Pennsylvania can get away with a lot of stuff.
Well, I learned, actually, that in Pennsylvania...
Especially in Philadelphia.
It's illegal to buy or own fireworks in Pennsylvania if you're a Pennsylvania state resident. So, like, as a New Yorker, I can drive down and buy fireworks no problem, even though it's illegal to have them in New York. So that's, like, a whole big shebang. Haha, that was funny because...
That's a good pun. I like
that. Not planned. But if I had a Pennsylvania ID, they wouldn't let me buy it.
Well, either way, we all learned, just don't fire them off your body parts and you should be okay.
Oh, you'll die. What were you saying, Valerie?
Oh, I was going to say it's illegal in Pennsylvania to have sorority houses because the brothel laws.
Actually, I think that is a, I'm pretty sure that's an urban myth because they said that here in Tennessee too, and it turned out to be not true.
You can't have sorority houses.
What? These laws are so strange.
I love how Logan and Valerie are having this this intellectual dialogue and Jackie and I are still trying to wrap our heads around.
That's okay.
I think did you say it's Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Logan's looking it up.
I'm looking it up.
Matt, I don't like this. I'm being fact-checked on the spot. You never do this to me.
It's not like you're being fact-checked. It's more Logan's ridiculous curiosity.
It is.
But even if it is a myth, that blows my mind that it is a myth because, I mean, it had to come from somewhere. So,
well, according to Snopes.com, there's no law in the U.S. in any of the states that say that. But, you know, what can you believe from the internet?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Except Snopes is usually pretty good. But
that's crazy, though. But it's one of those things that's like you said it and
but
even
dumblaws.com says it's true.
See? Some of the internet says it's true.
Some of the internet does say it's true. And your fireworks stores may not sell fireworks to Pennsylvania residents is in fact on that dumblaws.com.
Told you. It's now, a 4th of July conversation that every New Yorker has because we border Pennsylvania.
Now, PennState.edu or PSU.edu has a website in its About Penn State section called Penn State Myths. And it says, there are no sorority houses at Penn State because of an old Pennsylvania law that defined a dwelling that housed a certain number of unrelated women as a brothel. Fact, sorority houses did exist on University Park campus, and there is no such state law or any university prohibition against sorority houses per se. The first sorority house on campus was Stone House, formerly the faculty residence, which in 1912, blah, 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 blah. The advantages of residence hall suites and the high cost of private housing in post-war era discouraged off-campus sorority houses, although the Borough of State College, in its zoning laws, makes no distinction between sorority or fraternity houses.
I'm going to pause.
Who goes to Penn State anyway? I mean...
Yeah, this is what I've been saying.
Matt and I had a silent conversation on Skype while Logan was reading that because we both heard Logan, and I'm so excited it was recorded. You said sorority house?
Yeah, with a huge emphasis on the whore.
And Matt and I both heard it and kind of like...
Like, wait, what?
Like, did you just say sorority houses? Because that's not a thing. Oh, I can't wait to play that back. Oh, thank God for Skype. That was beautiful. That was wonderful.
I wasn't.
Thank you for the, no, just don't even, just let it sit. It happened.
Val is a proud Nittany Lioner. What do you call yourselves?
Nittany Lion.
It's my mom went to Pitt, so I hate Val just by association.
I've visited that campus before. Lots of friends that ended up in Pittsburgh. Very cool city.
As a general rule of thumb, I just try to stay away from the state of Pennsylvania.
So. I only am there, like, if I'm driving through it. I really haven't done it too often, and I'm really close to it. So there's not much going on. Pittsburgh's kind of cool, but that's it.
I mean, Pittsburgh's the best part of Pennsylvania.
Aside from driving in it, I can't stand it. Too many one-ways. Don't know where I'm going. People don't know how to drive.
Tunnels. Do you do the hold your breath as you go on through the tunnel part?
Yeah, I didn't know about that until I was driving with, when I was visiting down there, some friends, and they did it, but didn't tell me what was going on. So I was really confused. And I was like, what just happened? And they explained to me, and I was like, all right.
I feel like that's how everybody learns.
Yes. It was a very weird, because you're just, I was in a car with maybe like four other people, and they all did it simultaneously. No discussion. It was very strange. It was fun. Well, it sounds like that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you, listeners, obviously, for listening today. Thank you, Matt and Val, for taking the time from your crazy celeb status podcast to be on our podcast today. We appreciate it. Of course. And so if you haven't already, definitely go ahead and visit us on our website, highered.social, and subscribe to us on iTunes. If you want to be on the show, we want you on the show. So tweet at us at HES Podcast. Thanks, guys.
That's so professional.
Thanks.
Remember that time I blew into a beer bottle because we need outro music?
I'm like, she's like asking people to subscribe and be on the show. And
well, we still don't have any subscribers, so it's fine.
We're just like, fuck it.